Hi, this is Chris Kirchhoff, President and CEO of PlanCorp. Global stock markets continue to march higher in the month of July, with the S&P 500 reaching new record highs. Throughout my 24-year career at PlanCorp, I've noticed that rising markets always make people wonder if now is a good time to invest. Last month, Charles Schwab published an article titled, "Does Market Timing Work?" that shows the cost of waiting for the perfect moment to invest can be a costly one. If you've followed PlanCorp for a while now, you've likely seen us share a bunch of evidence on why timing the market is nearly impossible. It's far better to plan for the unknown future than it is to try and predict it. The research from Charles Schwab is another great illustration in the importance of developing a plan and investing accordingly. This research looks at hypothetical performance for five different investors over a 20-year period ending in 2020. Each hypothetical investor receives $2,000 at the start of each year. The first investor has perfect market timing, such that the $2,000 they invest is at the lowest point for the S&P 500 of each calendar year. The second investor immediately invests their $2,000 on the first trading day of the year. The third investor uses dollar cost averaging by dividing the annual $2,000 allotment into 12 equal portions, which are invested at the beginning of each month. The fourth investor has perfectly bad timing, meaning the $2,000 is invested each year at the highest closing level for the S&P 500. And the final investor leaves their money in cash and waits for a better opportunity to invest, always convinced that lower stock prices are just around the corner. Now, naturally, the best results belong to the investor that is a perfect market timer, which finishes with over $151,000. But that perfect outcome was only just under $16,000 more than the second best performer, which was the investor who immediately invested the $2,000 on the first trading day of each year. The next best performer was that dollar cost averager, which trailed the immediate investor by just $615. As you'd expect, the investor with perfectly bad timing earned less than the perfect market timer, the immediate investor, and the dollar cost averager. The investor that always invested at annual market peaks still ended up with nearly three times as much as the investor that stayed put in cash, and importantly, made only $13,700 less than the dollar cost average investor. Now, your first reaction to this data might be, it is time period specific. But the rankings of these different investment strategies were the same in 66 of 77 rolling 20-year periods analyzed going back to 1926. So here's the big takeaway from the study. If you're sitting on cash waiting for the right time to invest, the evidence suggests that the best course of action is to develop a plan that allows you to take action as soon as possible. Developing a plan helps prevent procrastination, minimizes regret, and avoids market timing. Even the worst luck with your investment timing isn't as bad as the high cost of waiting to invest. Thanks for listening to our latest update. If you're not a PlanCorp client and want to receive insights tailored to your specific situation, visit startmyplan.com to answer a few quick questions and we'll send you personalized materials based on your responses. Please visit plancorp.com/Alexa for important disclosures.